Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. The Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking weight loss this hour. Your success, your fail, your relapse. How do you maintain that healthy lifestyle? Also, do you believe in a cheat meal once a week? When I had my most successful weight loss, the cheat meal was involved, and I really think it keeps you on track. If you're wondering, Joe, why are you talking weight loss? Well, a few days ago, for the first time in a while, I've been feeling heavy, but you know, I don't think what you feel, it's when you see it. When you see those numbers I haven't seen since 2013, then you realize, wow, I am being very lazy with my diet. I am not going to the gym. I am not, or the way I used to. I'm not eating the way I used to. It catches up pretty quickly. As a texter said, once your mind is set on it, you can easily lose the weight. That's true. All right, I lost over 100 pounds in less than 8 months. But putting 43 of it back on 5 years later in a seven-month span, it's kind of scary. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Tom in Cheektowaga. Tom, good morning.
Hi. Actually, I have a great weight program that I was on, and if I'm allowed to mention it, it's free.
Okay.
It's from the VA, and it's on the computer. It's called the moveprogram.va or .org. Anyone can get to it. And I was on the program. They had one set up for veterans. I was like 266 pounds, and I dropped down in less than 6 months to 241. My goal was 235, and then down from there. Anyway, what you really have to, by the way, everything you're saying is very true, having a cheat day. But what we have to do is make sure. Now, she told me 2,500 calories a day. It didn't work for me. I dropped it to 1,500, and I lost weight. 2,500 didn't cut it. I wasn't losing anything. But it also helps you in many other areas. I mean, my blood pressure went down. Believe it or not, towards the end, when I graduated, my blood pressure went from 178 down to actually as low as 109.
Oh, Tom, I believe that. I had the same results with my blood pressure.
And you know what? It's like what we have to do. It's one nice thing about the VA, the program I had. I had a psychologist that I talked to about once every 3 or 4 weeks, and our counselor, and that's what you need to do. It's in the mind. How many times do you sit at night and you're not hungry, but you want to eat? Psychological.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something else people have to realize. But one thing about this program, you have to write down, they gave us sheets, what you had for breakfast, and count the calories and how you felt, you know, your hunger, the scale, and weigh. What I mean by weigh, don't overeat. You know, don't eat white bread. You know, do whatever you have to do. And you do that, and you have to keep up with it, and you will lose the weight. Trouble of it is, like you, I went down, and then I'm back up. I weighed myself today, and I was very upset with myself. I'm a veteran. I have a foot they want. I've had three surgeons look at it. They want to cut it off. And I'm 71 years old. And I'm not gonna do that. I don't want to go through. I went through operations, but if they go on the internet, but they have to follow these programs. And it's not okay. Just like happened to you and me, it's not 6 months. This is a lifetime project. You have to stay on it, or else it'll never work. And you and I both know that.
Tom, great advice, my friend.
I want to mention one other thing that's very important for you. Don't ever go back on lisinopril. I almost died from it. It's a Brazilian pit viper venom. I was going to the VA. I thought I had pneumonia or asbestos poisoning from the service. and I blacked out at the wheel of the car. This happened 2 years ago. Ended up in a ditch. You know where the fork is in Chictawaga, where Otto's is? Into the creek. And I was in ECMC for over a month and then rehab. And I had to have a hip. I had, sternum was broken. My ribs were broken. My back was broke. Everything. I was only doing, 20 miles. I don't know until I woke up what actually happened. But anyway, when I went down to have the stitches taken out of this my hip, I had to have a hip replacement. The nurse, I'm coughing. I couldn't stop coughing. And she says, what happened to you? And I explained it to her. She says, are you in high blood pressure medication? I said, yeah, I am. She says, you're not on lisinopril, are you? And I says, yeah. She says, get the hell off from it immediately. That stuff is a dirty, dirty drug.
All right, Tom, I know exactly. You're talking George Urban right before Union.
Yes, yes. Actually, I was on the news. And actually, the Cheektowaga Times did a nice story. I don't know if it's still on there or not, but because I called them up and did a follow-up story. They were really happy because they wanted to know what happened to me. But, that's what has to happen. It's a lifetime thing. We have to realize that, and it's psychological. Have them go on because it tells you exactly the foods to eat. Stay away from 1,500 grams of sodium and watch your calories. Everything's marked on the back. And they have to become very knowledgeable on what they're eating and how much.
All right. Hey, Tom, thank you for your service and thank you for the call.
Okay, you're welcome.
Tom in Cheektowaga opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Yeah, that was the thing. I started losing the weight. It was actually pretty easy once you get into the diet. And that went on for 5 years. Now, I had a spike every now and then, something would change in life. I would move. I'd go on a long vacation, kind of get off the diet, have to get myself back to eating healthy. But nothing like this, nothing like 43 pounds in 7 months. But hey, we all have that failure. We all have that relapse. That's what I'm asking you. Your weight loss failure, your weight loss success, your weight loss relapse. Also, the study that was done on the east side and in Cheektowaga at the border there, where 71% higher level, 71% more chance to get esophageal cancer if you live in that area because of obesity and tobacco use. When you hear things like that, does it make you want to change your lifestyle, change your health habits? 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. Also, send me a text at 3930. We'll be back. It's Joe Beamer on the Friday show. Joe Beamer here on the Friday show, News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm asking you pretty much because I want to make myself feel better. I put on 43 pounds in the last 7 months. You step on that scale, it hits you. I'm back into it. I got my 5 hours of cardio this week. I'll get back up to 6 days a week at the gym next week. I'm eating healthier. I got the junk food out of the apartment. I want to know from you your weight loss stories, the success, the failures, the relapse. We have one of the most common relapse times coming up, the holiday time. We all put a little bit of weight on in the holiday. That's why I want to get 15 or 20 pounds of this off of me before Thanksgiving. 803-0930, star 930. Also, how do you maintain that healthy lifestyle? What are your keys if you've never been overweight? If you've been lucky enough to be in shape your entire life, how have you kept that healthy lifestyle? And are you like me? Are you like Tom in Cheektowaga? Do you believe in those cheat meals? One cheat meal a week? Keeps you right on track, I find diets that restrict what you can eat, restrict your chance at a cheat meal. I find that it doesn't work and sometimes even leads to you putting weight on. My most successful diet was the end of 2013 into 2014. I lost over 100 pounds. You know why? I had a cheat day. Sometimes I had two cheat days. My cheat day would be a meal of my choice and a few drinks. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Joe. How are you? You were very descriptive, so I'm going to follow your lead. I'm going to stay on topic, by the way, so that should make everybody happy. And we'll talk about diets, but I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. I would say that my mother, who was Polish, she would say that you're a big, strapping young man at 6 foot and 200 pounds, whatever your description was there. And for descriptive purposes, my brother would say sarcastically that I was more petite than his own girlfriend. So, and now I'm a senior citizen, and I'm retired, semi-retired. I probably will never, ever just do nothing. But it's interesting, and I'm going to tell you, when I worked, I actually had to do the opposite of what you yourself are now doing. I actually had to make sure that I had meals that were charged with carbs, because with my overactive metabolism, I was in danger of being so thin that I wouldn't physically be able to do my job. I offloaded trucks my whole life, and I delivered, you know, I drove them. And now I'm older and I'm not as active. And things that I really like that I found out, I was surprised that I found out what was in them. Ingredients becomes more important, and I was never a label reader. But your one caller was very, very smart when he told you about timing your eating habits. And in other words, make sure you have breakfast, and then you have a decent lunch, and you have a light dinner. I subscribe to that. But then friends taught me juice. I was a guy, I love orange pineapple juice. Do you like juice?
Unfortunately, I do, Dan, but that is one of the easier things for me to drop.
But it's sugar. I was surprised that I didn't learn until I was going bald and my hair was turning white that juice really has a high sugar content, and I love Pepsi Cola. Okay, I'm not endorsing the product, but I, to tell you, and that has a high calorie count and a high sugar content. So very simply, what I did is I paid a little more attention to what I eat. I made sure, going into retirement, that I exercise, that I walk, I actually work out with weights a little bit. I really don't care for a gym, because if you remember the old Gold's Gym with all the Arnold Schwarzeneggers walking around, when you walked in there and you weighed 150 pounds, 140 pounds in July, you just didn't feel like being there. You didn't feel like you fit in.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's how I still feel, because like you said, Dan, when I lost all the weight, I was just very thin. I was never a weightlifter. I was 80 minutes of cardio 6 days a week.
Joe, I'm surprised. But as you know, I follow your station and I'm listening to it more and more. And the one thing that I'll notice about you that you have not brought up, and you probably wouldn't because you're an employee, but I've heard you sometimes work a 12 or a 14-hour day. So I would say that your eating habits, and I'm not being mean, or your eating habits would probably be hard. I mean, you're probably eating some takeout. You're probably very stationary.
And Dan, it's funny you say that, because I'm actually on my best behavior when it comes to eating when I'm here, because I'm so busy doing other things. Like, I didn't eat my breakfast this morning until right before going on the air, because during A New Morning, I was running the show and prepping this show. So you'd actually be surprised how little I eat. But the stationary thing, I think that's a huge thing.
I'm just saying, and then watching what you eat, it's become important to me, because as your one caller today pointed out, as you get older, I don't want to be a latent diabetic. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't want it. So I love a good steak, you know, smothered in onion and green pepper. And
sadly, so do I.
Oh, a stuffed pork chop. I mean, there are things out there that turns me on as good as Marilyn Monroe would have if she was walking down the street right now. But I'm finding that I'm eating fish. I've done away with chips because I'm a chip eater. I like guacamole and chips. I like French onion dip and chips. And I am timing my meals. I think if I could give you any advice that seems to really, really work, time your meals, eat heavy early, and before you go to bed, eat light.
Dan, great advice. Thank you. Oh, Dan, do you believe in a cheat meal?
I don't really have a cheat meal. Let me tell you what I did there to make myself feel better about trying to improve my diet. I actually, in the middle of the day, am more apt now, given my new status, semi-retired. I'll have my steak dinner or my stuffed pork chops in the middle of the day. And then for my dinner, I have gone to a salad maybe with some breaded chicken breast strips. And then you have to watch the salad dressing because a lot of the dressings are very high in calorie count. But I've just flipped where my heaviest meal is because I have the luxury now. I can actually go sit down, eat lunch. So I make lunch the heavier of the three meals.
And see, with my schedule, I have that opportunity as well. And I think that was what I was doing when I lost all the weight. But Dan, instead of the salad dressings, and I know a lot of people are probably going to turn the station off once I say this, but I don't use salad dressing, especially when I start losing weight like I am now. I use mustard for salad dressing because there's no calories.
Yeah, you know, and my new favorite salad dressing is honey mustard. I
gotta get the honey away from there. Just the mustard.
I listen. I'm kind of doing good. I'm an old guy. You gotta let me indulge a little bit.
Dan, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you, Dan, in West Seneca, opening up a line for you. Tell me about your weight loss. Did you have a success? Did you have a failure? I mean, I could go on and on about the weight loss failures I had through high school, through college. It was something about 2013, 2014. It just stuck. I'm also going to read another story when we get back. Well, I'll get to the calls. Don't worry. But I also have a story, and I want to ask you, if someone noticed you were putting weight on, would you want them to tell you? Would you want them to say, hey, you've put a few pounds on? 2013, I had someone tell me, and that's what unlocked my first successful weight loss. 803-0930, Joe Beamer, Friday, back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is the Friday show with Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're talking about weight loss, your success story, your failure, your relapse. Right now, I'm discovering that I had been going through a weight loss relapse, losing over 100 pounds in 2013/14. I've put 43 of that back on in the last 7 months. How did you get over that relapse? Also, how do you maintain a healthy lifestyle? And do you believe in the cheat meals? Also, I've had four people ask for the cash code. It was TACO, T-A-C-O. Text that to 72881. You could win $1,000. Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Tell me, Terry, you got a weight loss story?
Well, in the interest of full disclosure, I'll say that I'm not practicing the best habits currently. Sort of fell off during the summer with my work schedule being what it is, getting home super late. I have a fairly respectable gym in my garage that, you know, that I've put together, various weight training equipment. So I don't have a reason to go to the gym. I really have no excuse to not work out when I have to step in my garage and look at all this equipment that I've not only spent the money for, but put it there for the convenience of having a gym in my garage. But, you know, nobody's perfect. I've put on a little bit of weight myself, not very pleased. I think you guys are trying to speak subliminally to me because you're doing this show. Tom did the quitting smoking show the other day, which made me feel like crap for like 3 hours because I do smoke and it's a terrible habit, and I need to look at that. As far as dieting goes, man, I think people make too big of a deal out of it, and that's why they fail at it. They, you know, you get into the counting calories, you get into eating food you don't like, what time to eat the foods, how much of the food should you have. I mean, they overcomplicate it, they become miserable, and they fall off the wagon immediately. Now, when I'm doing good, I'm, you know, pretty good, OCD almost at it. But you really can settle on a few things that you know are going to work for you. And this doesn't, most of these apply to everybody as a rule of thumb, but, you know, for some of our age and, you know, activity levels, there's different things that you can do to sort of tweak it and make it your own. First and foremost, water is your best friend. That's what you should be drinking. Sugar drinks are the number one. You know, they're going to put sugar, they're going to put pounds on you, all that kind of stuff, because they sneak it in there on you. As far as food goes, I mean, people just make common sense choices. You know, bacon's not the greatest thing for you. Limit it. You know, sausage, all those types of things. People deep down inside know what kind of foods are good for them. You know, cake's bad for you. But like a dinner plate, for example, a good rule of thumb, man, the piece of meat that you eat, whatever your protein is, should be about the size of your fist. If you look at your plate and you break it down, 40% of your plate should be protein. 40% of your plate should be like fibrous carbs, which would be like vegetables or fruit, something like that. And then 20% starchy carbs. So that's where you get your pasta, your potatoes. Sweet potatoes are always a good option. Rice, brown or white, doesn't really matter. Same thing on the potatoes. It could be, you know, just regular old potatoes. And go from there. During the day, I mean, you know, you eat snacks. You can eat snacks. The more you deprive your body of food, the more your body is going to go into, like, survival mode, and it's actually going to start to store that as fat. So you're really working against yourself when you go extended periods of time not eating. Have a snack. Eat every 2 to 2.5 hours, maybe even 3. You know, cheese sticks, yogurts. Protein drinks are your friend. Get and watch the sugar on those. Don't buy the garbage stuff that they sell at the convenience store. Get you a protein shaker or a shaker from GNC or something like that. You know, get you some protein powder. The more protein you have in your system, the less hungry you're going to feel throughout the day. If you're just eating carbs and, you know, garbage all day, you're going to stay hungry, and that's why you're going to want to continually eat. Protein will stave off the hunger and help you lose weight. As far as activity goes, yeah, do something for 60 minutes a day. If you can work out, I mean, muscle burns fat. That's a proven fact. You know, you don't have to be in the gym powerlifting or anything like that. Some push-ups, you know, body squats, things like that. Pull-ups are kind of hard. You don't necessarily have to do those. You don't even need a gym membership to get a good workout. You can do just basic calisthenics at your house. If you're a little older, you know, go for a walk around the block. Take your dog. Take your cat. Doesn't matter. I mean, there's various things you could do. Go for a little jog if that's your, you know, ability. And set realistic goals. Go for a jog, half a mile. Next week, make it a mile. You know, 2 weeks after that, you know, shoot for a mile and a half, whatever. But if you challenge yourself and you're continually challenging yourself and you start to see those results, it's going to motivate you even more to make the right decisions and choose the right foods, make the right healthy options for your life.
Exactly. Stop looking for that excuse not to be active and just go do something.
Anything. Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, play with the grandkids or, you know, I mean, for me personally, I know that I need to be honest with myself and be a little bit more disciplined and motivated. And tomorrow, I actually, you know, and this isn't because of the show, I was telling myself last night, like, hey, Saturday, we're getting it in. I'm on a program. I do a program. It's my personal thing that I like to do, and it's a five-day-a-week routine. The majority of it is strength training, 3 total body workouts, and then there's 2 recovery days, so to speak, but it's active recovery. So stretching and working some of the muscles that you don't typically work out in, you know, like a standard weightlifting session, so to speak.
Terry, always a good call, man. You looking forward to some college football this weekend?
No, I'm looking forward to that Bills game, man. That's what I want to see. I'm hoping they whoop them. That 17 points is a little high.
Don't touch it, Terry. Don't touch it.
I'm going to leave it alone, man. You know, the Miami Dolphins and the Bills got a history together. But, I mean, I think they can cover it. if the defense stands up, which I'm sure they will, but, you know, I don't like betting on the Bills unless I know it's a sure thing, only for the fact that it ruins the game for you if you're more concentrating on your bet than you are the actual experience of watching the Bills squish the fish.
Agreed, Terry. Hey, have a great weekend.
You too, brother. Be good.
Terry in Texas, opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Like Terry said, you can keep it pretty simple. You know, get that 60 minutes of exercise in. Keep a pretty simple plate. You know, I think for me, it was calorie deficit was the best. But not only was I keeping my calories at a low number, I was also working out 6 days a week to keep my metabolism going, to keep my body getting rid of that extra weight. But you really do feel it. Like I said, I kept on denying it, even when a pair of my jeans no longer fit. Believe that. I was like, okay, I'm just having a bad week. We'll be fine, because I was still going to the gym, but I wasn't doing a full workout. I was half, you know, whiting it. I was going 4 days instead of 6 days. And then when my 5Ks got slower, I started to realize, wow, I feel awful after these 5Ks. A year ago, I was feeling amazing after a 5K. I wanted to go run again. Stepped on that scale, 43. Not only now do I feel it, I just feel so guilty, so disappointed in myself. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. If you're on hold, we will get to calls after this. It's Joe Beamer on the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm asking you your weight loss story, success, fail, relapse. Currently, I'm hopefully turning the relapse around. I've put 43 pounds on in 7 months. That is the most weight I have gained since losing over 100 pounds in 2014. So I want to hear from you. What were your experiences through either of those phases? We've all had a failure when attempting a weight loss. I think, I'm hoping most of us have had that relapse, that it's not just me. And for you out there who have always been thin, always been healthy, how do you maintain that healthy lifestyle? Do you believe in a cheat meal? 803-0930, star 930. Jim in Hamburg. Jim, good morning. All right. Jim in Hamburg had some business to get to. That's all right. 3930 on the text board. Shoot us a text or send us a text. Sorry. What's the definition of guilt? Listening to this show while eating a bacon, egg, and cheese in a large double cream. All right. Hey. YOLO, right? Live it up. Another text at 3930. Pretty simple. Eat less, work out more. $1 billion business. On the text board, I'm doing keto and have been doing it for a little over 2 months. Say 9 weeks, I've dropped 28 pounds. Doing great, better than anything else I've done. Also, I don't do cheat meals because I don't want to get out of ketosis. Someday, I'll be right back on track. I love doing it so much. To do, believe it or not, it does not. I don't even think about it. Jeff in Grand Island. I tried the keto thing. I really did. As you heard, I called into Tom. The first time around, I had a somewhat successful experience with it, but I just couldn't stick with it. I felt even heavier after trying it. Now, I'll be honest with you. I probably wasn't the best at trying keto. But it just wasn't for me. I prefer the calorie deficit. I think it's easier to follow, easier to get your workouts in. That's just me. I know there's a lot of success with keto, and I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see anything that'll work. You know, we go out there, we try to successfully lose the weight. If it works for you, that's great. But we all work differently. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. What about Jim in Hamburg? He's back. Jim, good morning.
Hey, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I guess technology's failing.
Jim, what do you got for us?
Anyway, I think the big part that the guy there in Texas was talking about the programs and things, but as long as you're looking at food from an emotional standpoint, which is the biggest issue, it's always going to be a struggle. And if you can start looking at it as just like putting your shoes on or brushing your teeth or combing your hair or getting a haircut, you know, that's when you'll stay healthy. But I don't care what, you know, life hits you. And I had, like I said, when I went back to school and getting tired, you start eating a lot of junk food. But protein is big. You got to, there's an element of protein which is the molecular structure. It's the only thing that's different is nitrogen. It's like plants. You know, you ever notice that you put nitrogen? So you hear about the nitrates, I think it's B9 or B12, whichever that is, in water. If you're putting a lot of water and you're struggling and things like that, try to look at food as set up a regimen for time and do things, because we're all going to fail. But if you compete against yourself or compete against, like my wife, that's one thing I'll always, we'll go out and enter these competitions and go back and forth just to compete, see how much fat we could lose, not muscle, but fat.
Yeah, and you know, you're pushing each other because obviously you want to win the competition.
Especially against your wife, but it's one of those things that you can't lose, but you have to lose. You know what I mean by that. So
that's true, Jim. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks much.
Jim in Hamburg. Let's go to another Jim. Jim in Clarence. Jim, good morning.
Hi, Joe. Real quick, I've only got a minute to talk, but I just want to share a book with you that I read that will illuminate, shed a lot of light on why people you know, that go on diets end up gaining it back and gaining even more weight back. The book is called Fat Loss Forever. It's a cutting edge book on nutrition and dieting. It is amazing. In a nutshell, when you go on to an extreme diet, your body puts up all kinds of defense mechanisms and actually changes your physiology so that the next time you try to lose weight, it resists losing weight because it's basically trying to prevent starvation. So this book explains the physiology that's involved of when you start decreasing your caloric intake. The bottom line is, as you take in less calories than you burn, you're going to lose weight, but you don't want to do it too fast. And the second point is the book makes the point that when you go on some sort of a reduced-calorie diet, it's a lifestyle change. It's not a temporary phenomenon. And they say that the people that went on that show, The Biggest Loser, a year later, they had gained all the weight back and even more. So anyhow, that book is Fat Loss Forever, and I can't say enough good things about it. It's just a tremendous book. You got to understand the physiology before you can successfully lose weight and keep it off. So,
Jim, thanks for the suggestion. Right. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Jim in Clarence. Yeah, that is when I, in 2014, you know, I said, hey, it's going to take time. But someone said, Joe, you are really starting to put weight on. And I know that sounds mean, but I'm really happy they did. I at first obviously took it as an insult. I think all of us would. But I'm glad they did. I'm glad they said it. And I knew it wasn't going to be overnight, and I knew it was something that I would have to sustain for the rest of my life. And once you're into it, once you have those meals down and you know what you're going to do and you've prepped and you've planned, it's very easy. But it's getting to that point and getting past the first week or so while your body adjusts to eating less, to not just, oh, I'm hungry, right to the snack drawer. You know, and then once you do, it is a lifestyle change. Jim's right. You've got to do something that you can maintain for the rest of your life. And like I said, I have that cheat day in there. I have that cheat meal in there. And those were the most successful ones that worked out for me. Hey, before we get to the cash code, I do want to mention my friend Matt was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. He is at Roswell getting chemotherapy, but he'll be out of work for at least a year. So his wife and kids, that's one less income. They have set up a GoFundMe to help them out through this difficult time. It's Matt and Siobhan Kaufman on GoFundMe. If you want the page, it's also on my Facebook. I've put it up on Sandy's Facebook and also on my Twitter at TheJoeBeamer. Anything you can do to help the families through such a difficult time. Hey, when we come back, we'll keep going through the calls. We will also throw another side of this topic in. I want to look for disappointments. And would you want someone to tell you they've noticed you've gotten a little overweight? 803-0930. But hey, I owe you a cash code. The 11 a.m. cash code is GUITAR. GUITAR. Text GUITAR to 72881. You could win $1,000.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.